So normally I only have one question on this podcast, which is how's life going? But at the same time, how's inside life going?
God, let me tell you. So since I'm still in school at UC Davis, everything has transitioned to online teaching, of course. And just for the record, they're already starting to talk about like having some fall classes online. Even when we do go back in the fall, summer's definitely online, but even when we do go back in the fall, even if social distancing is no longer a requirement, they think it's still better to have some classes online and then still keep some classes on as normal, simply because, like, I don't know when this is all going to end, but hopefully I don't have to be all online next quarter, but we'll see. And as far as inside life goes, like, I really try to give myself a regular schedule just to keep myself sane. So I wake up like probably no later than 9-ish, and then I make myself some breakfast, and then I sit down at the table and get to work. Like, I try not to nap during the day. If anything, I will just maybe take a break, relax, watch some Amphibia, like anything like that. But it's, you know, it's really tough because, like, I feel like I can't oxygenate very well because I'm stuck in the house. And then even if I try to go walking, like, there are still so many people, like, out. It's going to be, you know, hard to social distance. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, I think any joy I get from life right now is by going to the store and picking out some ice cream and and other stuff I need. It feels a little trapped, but in a way I feel like it's kind of brought people closer in a sense of, like, we're forced to communicate now, if you know what I mean. And also, like, everyone makes memes that obviously people can relate to, so I find that really helps break the ice with everyone during this really uncertain, crazy time. It's really you know, it makes me think, like, all the times I've, like, canceled plans and now I don't have a choice, and, you know, I kind of took it all for granted if you think about it. Yeah, but anyway, sorry, enough about me. How would you say inside life is treating you and your family?
I'm not going to speak for everyone else because, like, it sucks for Matthew. He's enjoying it as much as I am. But it's one of those things that, like, when I was let go of my job, it was this strange feeling of, like, because I've been working at a car dealership since high school. I've been working there part-time all this time. And it's one of those things that, like, okay, I got my degree. I should finally try to find work somewhere else. So I've been working my way to, not so quitting, but at least putting in my 2 weeks one of these days. And then, like, one day I'm like, okay, we're letting you go. I'm like, oh, you're letting me go. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I'm on call now again, but they're not bringing me in because I told them I have asthma, so.
Yeah. Hey, I have asthma too. I totally get it.
Yeah. No. So, but, like, that first week and until now, I feel like I'm on summer vacation again. I haven't not worked in, like, 8 years. So, like, this is a new feeling again.
I feel it. Yeah. I know. It's weird. Because, like, okay. So, I think here's my struggle. It's, like, you're never going to there's, like, two struggles if you think about it. You're never going to be able to have this much time to relax again. But on the other hand, you're never going to have this much time to be productive again. You know what I mean? Like, it's kind of like my daily struggle. Like, gosh, do I be productive or do I relax? Like, I'm never going to get this time back to be productive. I'm never going to get this time back to relax. It's...
Oh, yeah. No, it's a double-edged sword. It's
happening. Yeah.
But, like, what I've been trying to do is be more creative because, like, the first part, like, basically most of April, I was just waking up, eat, play video games, or help my dad in the backyard, and then that was my day. But now I'm, like, trying to be more creative again, making videos. So awesome. I helped a friend of mine make a music video for a song he made. That was super fun. It was challenging, but it was super fun because he had this idea and I can't film anything. So what we did was we went through a bunch of stock footage of like race cars and all that stuff, because the song is about racing and stuff. And like going through different free websites and trying to find and pick and choose what works and what doesn't work, and thinking, is this going to be legal in the end? Maybe.
No guarantees.
Yep. So that was fun. God. So I'm going to try to do more of that. I just bought a bunch of equipment to do to record video games and try to do Let's Play as well, just to throw something out there.
No way. Cool. You know, I think you're doing the right thing, like being productive, trying to be creative. Like, I think this is the time to really like do all those projects you've always wanted to do, like whether it's just something as simple as cleaning the house or making a music video with what you have on the internet to work with. Like, you know, I think you're doing the right thing, bro. Like,
thank you.
It's not easy. I mean, I'm sure other people can't say that. So, you know, good for you. That's really cool.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm still lazy, but I'm trying.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So are you doing anything else besides your schoolwork? Like,
honestly, okay, so I was working in an HIV lab at UC Davis, and I was also a volunteer research associate at the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento. Obviously, those things have been postponed due to the pandemic, but... Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, it really sucks because, like, my major is global disease biology, and it requires a senior practicum, so like a research project, and like unfortunately, like that means like for the current seniors, I'm still a junior. For that, really sucks for the current seniors because, you know, they have to stop all their work in the lab, and they can't. They probably won't be able to finish their project. They probably have to move everything online, which really, really sucks. Or the other option would be, our master advisors are saying that like people can choose the option to do a meta-analysis, which from my understanding is like when you take a piece of literature, of scientific literature, and then analyze it. I don't know too much about that, though. Most people don't do that. Most people like to do like a project in a lab or some sort of public health project, simply because there's a chance for publishing, which is so important because a lot of people are going to graduate school. And frankly, that's the route I'm choosing as well. I wasn't assigned a project yet by the head of my lab, my primary investigator, but I have been working for her since the end of winter quarter. So February? Yeah. About then. Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Out.
And anything else? Oh yeah. You know, I gotta say, being a volunteer research associate at the UC Davis Medical Center, it has been one of the hardest and most fulfilling jobs I've ever had to do. The work is so intense. What we do is we assist physicians conduct clinical research by working under a research coordinator. So we're there on the computers right there inside the emergency room, and we go through the ED track board, and we look for patients who could qualify for certain studies, and then we tell our research coordinator, and then if they're a good fit for the study, then we ask them if they want to be in the study and enroll them. And you know what the hard part about that job is the whole dynamic of the hospital. We have to work in what's called the EPOD, where all the suicidal, psychotic prisoners are. Yeah. And you know, it's really strict. Like if there is a hashtag next to their name on the track board, we can't approach that person. There's a lot of, I know, yeah, it's really interesting. Some of them, like, sometimes I walk through the ED room or the emergency room, and I see them like handcuffed to their bed, or like you see a lot of interesting things. And then we're allowed to, of course, observe patient care. So a lot of times, like if there's like a 911 or a 922, that means that someone's dashing into the recess room. So we get to go in and observe. As long as we're behind like the red tape, we're good. We can ask whatever questions we want. So we're like right there working with the med students and the interns and the radiologists. So it's really, really interesting. Like, no, it's one of those jobs where no day is the same as the day before. And it's really gruesome and tiring because the work is really specific and shifts come at 4 hours at a time. And not only that, it's really hard to just get there and then find parking. So it's really a whole ordeal. It's a lot of work and dedication when it comes to this volunteer work.
Oh, that's really interesting and cool. Yeah. What made you decide to go that route?
You know, I'll be honest. I first saw the ad for the internship. It's called an internship, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do this. And it always happens that way. You always do something that you always end up doing something that you think you're never going to end up doing. And yeah, so I just applied, had my interview, and then I got in, and I told myself I didn't want to do it, but I guess I really did want to do it inside. Yeah.
Oh man, glad you're enjoying it. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. It's one of those like work experiences where you can't read it out of a book, you know? Yeah.
Unless you write your own book.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I'm kind of into that stuff. Like knowing that I have to be like stronger for someone else and like use my analytical skills. Like that's like doing research and stuff, like, and observing patient care, like that kind of stuff really interests me. So maybe this really was the right fit for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if you would have told me that like in our eighth grade year, I would be like, yeah, sure. I don't know what that means.
Oh man. Remember Mrs. Kirkman and like, yeah. Who was our principal at the time? Cullen, right?
Sure. I mean, I could go grab a yearbook or something, but I'm going to agree with you.
Dude, like, I just think about how different life was then and how we've changed, like, and how we're still friends. Like, gosh, it's crazy. I was telling my boyfriend last night, like, hey, I'm gonna be interviewed by an old friend tomorrow. And then I was telling him, like, oh yeah, I used to go to his house for the Super Bowl every year.
Ah, yes. And then you guys brought lumpias. Those were the best.
Dude, I want some lumpia right now. Man, yeah, like, I just, yeah, it was like you, me, and Julia, and then Colin, Christopher, Matthew, Natalie, and I forget, Christian. God. Yeah, I think that's all the kids.
Those were good times. I don't remember what the games were. Like, I'm super into football now, but then I'm like, I liked it, but it's like, I didn't care. I just knew Super Bowl meant everyone was coming over.
I swear, I think you pushed me into your pool one day.
No, I don't remember.
Or maybe... Okay, you know what? Maybe it could.
I know we went swimming once. I remember everyone came over to swim once, but I don't remember pushing anybody in.
Okay, maybe it was Christopher or Julia.
Oh no, I don't usually push people besides Matthew in. I've only been pushed in the pool maybe twice. Like vividly, I remember one time because before we never had a heater. We do now, but pool was always cold, like 60 degrees, 60 to 70 degrees all the time. And one time,
hey, if it's 100 degrees out, that sounds perfect.
Oh yeah, no, you get numb after a while. That's what I always say. But I'm standing at the pool, ready to jump in. I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it. It's like 90 degrees. I'm like, it's too cold. And my dad looks at me, pushes me, and walks away.
Oh my God! Just walks away like nothing happened. Mm-hmm. That's hilarious. You know what? I could totally see your dad doing that. That's awesome.
But yeah, no, those were super fun times though.
Those were the days. Do you remember when our biggest problem was just not getting any missing assignments or anything?
Sure. I think I only had like three. No, I don't know. My problem was getting to school on time because I'd wake up and then eat breakfast with my brothers. But then we're always dilly-dallying and we always liked to school, especially on Mondays. I loved getting late on Mondays because that was when assembly was. So you were fine. You just had to show up.
Uh-huh. Dude, Monday morning assemblies. That was so funny. Oh, God. Also, I remember, like, we would always have to go to mass, like, a certain morning of the week on a weekly basis. And then we'd have the school masses, of course. Like, first Fridays of the month, we got at 12:15, which is awesome.
Those were the days. Man, I miss
those days. Why can't college be like that?
I mean, you can't call it. It's up to you how you want to set it up. Well, granted, it's up to the professor when they want to do the class, but it's up to you to choose the class. Like, for me, all my days ended early. Well, they started early, but they ended early, too.
When did – so you went to SF State, right?
Yep.
Sweet. And did you live there or did you commute or
live in San Francisco in this economy? No. I commuted with my parents. Because they worked in the city. My dad still does. But so basically wake up 5 a.m., get ready, go sit in traffic for 2 hours, get on class on time, or maybe a little bit late, depending on how the traffic downtown is.
Dang, dude. Oof. You know what? That's dedication, though. I used to have to commute. I used to have to commute to San Rafael for like a good 3 or 4 years. Actually, no, like, yeah, no, 4 years for sure. I would commute from Vallejo to San Rafael from 2015 to 2019 because I was working as a client services representative at a veterinary clinic. So my day, my shift starts at 7 o'clock. I would wake up at 4:45, leave my house by 5:30 to park around like 6:45 and dash up to work. And the only unfortunate thing is that like it was in downtown, so there weren't many like parking spots available except for like going a little further down the street to the residential area to park, to parallel park, now mind you. Yeah. So it kind of added an extra layer of struggle. But I mean, you probably know about that because it's all parallel parking in the city, really.
Honestly,
I don't know if you had that struggle.
I don't drive to the city that often. I either let my parents drive and I sleep in the back, or I took Barry and the ferry, or Bart. I said Barry, what the fudge? The only times I drive into the city is if I'm visiting family, so I could park in a driveway or something. Or when I worked with the Giants, just park in their parking lot.
Nice. Would you have to go to school every day, like literally Monday through Friday? I know like it depends on the semester and stuff, but general.
I planned it so I never had school on Friday.
Good.
Because after high school, I was like done with Fridays. Because I wanted a 3-day weekend all the time, so I planned it Monday through Thursday, and then depending on when I got off, like if I got off, like if my class was 8 to, let's say, 12, then I would drive home and then go to work for just a little bit, like towards the end of the day, and then if like I had a Tuesday off, then I would work the full day there at work, but any Friday I had off, I would telework. No, I have school Friday.
Okay.
So wow. I knew I had Friday off.
Nice. Look at you planning it out correctly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, Christopher hated me for that because he always had school Fridays. He's like, how do you get away with it? I have no idea.
Dude.
Actually, there was one, my final semester, I signed up for a Friday class, but it fell through. So I was okay with that.
You know what? That was like some sort of lucky accident or something.
Yeah.
Did Christopher go to USF?
No, he went to Sonoma and then got his degree in kinesiology. Then he went to USF.
Dang, that's awesome. Oof. So he's all over the Bay, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Or he was all over the Bay. Look at him. That's great. You know, I think let me start over. Like, so right out of high school, I went to Dominican University in San Rafael, which is how I found that job there at the veterinary clinic. And I actually ended up withdrawing from Dominican University after the first school year. And the reason being is I didn't like it. It just wasn't for me. It wasn't fitting. It I thought it was what I wanted, but it wasn't. And I knew in my heart it would be better for me to just go home, kind of start over, go to Solano Community College, and then just transfer to UC Davis. Fast forward a few years, I'm finally here at UC Davis, graduated from Solano Community College with 3 associate degrees. And and now I'm actually working on my grad school applications to submit in December this year.
Hey, that's awesome. Congrats.
Thanks, dude. Thanks. I know. It was a really weird journey, but like, and I've learned, like, you can't, like, fight what's meant to be, you know? Like, it's, like, I tried so hard to, like, to want to stay at Dominican, but it just wasn't working. It's, like, I've learned that, like, you know, God always finds your way. He's going to put you back on the path no matter how hard you try to, like, walk off the path.
Right. No, I always looked at it where, like, yeah, there's always, like, the main path. But sometimes you can't astray from the path, but always find your way back.
I like that, too. Yes, absolutely.
Like, you may be on your own path, but, like, I don't know. I don't think, like, there's one path. There's, like, multiple paths to get you to the same destination.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. So, what is your... I have one question for you. What will you be doing after quarantine has ended?
That is a good question. Probably go back to work. Nice. Besides that, I really want to go see my friends, like...
Are they in the city?
No, in Vallejo. I'm still, like, really good friends with all my high school friends. Like, we're just this tight-knit group, and, like, I feel like those are going to be my lifelong friends. The friends I made at school, they've all, like, kind of moved around. Like, some are still in the city, some are in L.A., some I don't know. One is in Argentina, but...
Wow!
Yeah, it's one of those things that, like, they're kind of all over. So it's hard to, like, keep in touch with them. Well, the friends I have here, it's just one of those things we see each other all the time. So not seeing them is just hard.
It's weird, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Yeah, but other than that, I have no idea how life's going to be afterwards. Because I know at least it's going to be a couple of years before concerts are back to more, like, bigger groups.
Yeah.
So, like, small things are...
I know. Why is Texas being stupid and reopening and Georgia? And
No. I look at it as, let them test the waters. If it's still poisonous, then we'll know.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I don't get the protests. There were protests I heard yesterday in Sacramento and in L.A.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
People really want their haircuts. That's the one thing that's driving this nation.
Yeah, I could use a haircut too, but you know what? I'm not complaining. You know what? We're helping the healthcare workers because, I mean, I can't. If the second wave of coronavirus comes out, I don't know. I think the restrictions will be even worse if a second wave happens. But that's just my point of view.
Oh, yeah. You know, I've gotten to the point where, like, I can't control my hair anymore. It's just going to curl up and do whatever it wants. So I'm hoping either it's going to turn into, like, a little bit of an afro or I can get a mullet going. One of those two.
You could also have Medusa hair.
I didn't think about that, but I don't want to.
Come on. You'll look so cute. You'll be so pretty.
I mean, maybe, but.
Come on. That's not what you were going for.
No, probably afro, though. But nice. Okay, so in high school, anyone I meet, they look at my hair and like, oh, you got curly hair. I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you should grow an afro. I'm like, okay, you're the fifth person to tell me that. Fast forward high school, like 20-plus people have told me, you should grow an afro. So.
Awesome. Well, now you know how you have to do now, grow an afro.
No, I'm sticking with mullet. I'm trying really hard for that mullet.
Like Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, my God.
No. Okay, so a couple years ago, I'm making a little montage video for my grandfather because he passed away. But going through all the old photos, I found a photo of my uncle with a mullet. I'm like, leverage. And I sent it to him, like, look what I found.
That's awesome. You know what? That's hilarious. I love going through old photos and seeing how people looked then and, you know, comparing them to how they look now. I think it brings some of the greatest laughs to you.
No, come here. No, sorry. Hold on a second.
No, you're good.
Finn, come here. Come here.
Say hi. You got another dog.
Yes, this is Finn.
Like Huckleberry Finn?
Sure. We named him after the Finn from Star Wars. Like, we got him after it came out.
Oh my god, he's so cute. It's a him, right?
Yes. Okay. Oh.
So sweet, look at you. So cute. Hiya, baby boy.
Okay, before you kill both of us, go on. Okay.
He's like, I'll celebrate with you later.
Yeah, no, that, I don't know if that was worth it.
Awesome.
No, he sheds so much.
Does he sleep with you?
No.
You're lucky.
He used to. He sleeps in his own little kennel that we have for him. But every morning he runs out and sleeps with Matthew every morning.
So sweet. Like, is his kennel kind of like in your backyard and down?
Oh, no, it's in the house. He's more of an inside dog. We got this, like, kind of fancier type of thing where it looks like a table that belongs in the dining room.
No way.
But, like, underneath, cool. He sleeps in it.
Oh! You got to send me a picture of that.
Oh, I will.
Did you have any other questions, Dom?
I only had the one question. It kind of just goes from here. Oh, yeah, yeah. But one that I have been meaning to ask is, how's Natalie doing?
She's great. Thanks for asking. She is actually over at Mount St. Mary's University in LA. Well, okay, she's home now, but she was at Mount St. Mary's University in Los Angeles, like in Brentwood. She's studying business, and I think she's graduating next year, like me.
That's crazy. I just remembered how tiny she was.
I know. So short. I know. Yep. And then, she's actually, she's so into, like, beauty and, like, blogging and that kind of stuff. So she's, she actually works at Nordstrom at the beauty bar. Oh, wow. And she loves all that stuff, all those makeup videos and everything. So she's like, I gotta give it to her. She's really fulfilling her passion, and I think, like, it's a good look on her. It really looks great for people to fulfill their passion, kind of like you. All those cool videos and media, film, all that awesome stuff. Podcasts.
Yeah, no, it's give and take. It's one of those things, I don't have, like, a set schedule. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to post a video every here and there. But, like, it's one of those things that, like, right now, I'm like, I'll throw it out when I get to it.
Awesome.
Because it's when, especially with – sorry, no, you go.
Oh, no, go ahead.
Okay. Especially with this one, it's hard to, like, schedule around, like, because everyone's got different lives. So this podcast goes up whenever it does.
Did Apple ever – poster podcast with Johnny yet?
Yeah, no, I kept refreshing it, and yeah, Johnny's on there. I think the episode with Boston's on there now too.
Boston, oh my god. Who else do you have?
So from St. Dominic's, Sierra, and then John Franco.
Sweet.
Aww. Well, the Sierra interview happened last year, because that's when I first started doing it, but I never edited any of those. So
did you guys like stay friends throughout high school and stuff?
Oh yeah, no, because high school was one of those things that we saw each other here and there, and then after high school we started talking more, because, like, actually it was on my birthday one year, she just texted me happy birthday, and I was like, oh hey, what's up? And then from there we just text more often. It's usually on holidays and birthdays. But
you know what, I think it would be so cool for us to have like a little St. Dom's reunion.
That'll probably be the season finale. I'm trying to get – I don't know if I'm going to get through to everyone, but I'm going to try my best.
Sweet. Who's next on your list from St. Dom's?
I have no idea. I'm going to have to go on Facebook and just start messaging people.
That's hilarious. Sweet. What about – you remember Kaylin
I didn't know that was his last name, but yeah, I remember Caitlin.
Yeah, like, I don't know if he has a Facebook or anything, but, like, I remember he was, like, also kind of, like, in our circle and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be hard finding people. Maybe just a private investigator style, just going in.
You know what? Hopefully you have the money for the private investigator, because I think that would be hilarious.
No, no, it's on the cheap, it's on the low. I've done two investigations on, like, separate occasions that, one, I failed, one, I did succeed. They were stupid investigations, but they were fun.
That's awesome. That's really cool. Did you, was there anything else you wanted to ask me? Otherwise, I got a midterm to work on, dude.
Yeah, no, you do. I should let you go. I don't think I have anything. Usually, I have questions after things are over, but that always could do another episode down the line.
Sweet. I'm really happy you had me, dude. I'm really glad we connected again. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no, thank you for coming on.